No, it's real. It is, in fact, Tuesday, and it's also real that we're doing a special edition of Monday Mirages. So let's start here. The Patriots' decision to cut Mike Gillisley surprised you. Real or mirage?
No, that wasn't really a surprise for me. We mentioned it when we talked about it last week. I said, you know what? He doesn't really fit into their plans anyway, even though they may be short on running backs. I don't see Belichick keeping him around if he doesn't want him around. So I wasn't really surprised about that anyway.
No, didn't he have like three touchdowns in his first game last year? I mean, everybody thought, wow.
Get him for fantasy football.
Well, yeah, we found our guy, Mike Gillisley. I mean, they gave him $6.5 million as a, you know, for a two-year contract. I think they surrendered a fifth-round pick from Buffalo that ended up being one of their starting players as well. So they gave up quite a bit, spent quite a bit to get him. He had that great opening game, and then poof. But like Arnie said, there hasn't been anything since that would indicate that he was going anywhere with a Patriots uniform.
I'd say it's real because I expected him to make this team. Even I was doing sports Saturday this weekend, and Aaron said, do you think they're going to keep him around? And I said, yes. Number one, I thought they were going to go with 4 to 5 running backs all offseason. I've thought that from the start. And I thought that Rex Burkhead, who's got a minor knee tear, and Sony Michel, who's got knee issues, I didn't think that one or both of them would be healthy enough to play in week one. So from a numbers standpoint alone, if Burkhead and Michelle were not available, you were going to need to keep both Jeremy Hill and Mike Gillisley. I knew if it came down to one versus one, Hill would beat out Gillisley, but I thought when you throw in those injury factors that Gillisley was going to have a chance to be here. I'm very surprised that he was cut. Not because he's great, but because I thought that the injury situation was going to be so bad that they were going to need him. Maybe now the injury situation looks okay, and that's why they could afford it. Question two on this special edition of Monday Mirages on a Tuesday. You were excited for the epilogue episode of Tom versus Time tomorrow. Real or mirage?
I'm not really excited. I'm going to watch it. I'm excited because we got week one of the NFL. College football is upon us, and baseball playoffs are starting. That's what I get excited for. Good. Give me some other stuff to go ahead and rip Belichick apart for, whatever it is. I'll watch it, like I said, but I'm not really that excited for it.
I am, and we were talking about in the first hour. Geez, what was that, 2 hours ago?
Wow.
It's a long time ago. I'm shocked that he's continuing to do this. That being said, I can't wait to see it. I say that is absolutely real.
It's real for sure. I'm excited for it, but I don't know that we're going to get anything out of it tomorrow. I feel like it's going to be kind of hokey, Arnie. I think it's going to be him on the beach with his kids, on the beach with Giselle. You got a picture of him, you know, in the trailer is him jet skiing with his family.
It's got to be something good if it's like a special edition.
And I think it's just putting the cap on it, you know, the calendar year of Tom Brady's life. We saw the first one last year that debuted with them right after the loss to Kansas City in week one.
Right.
This is kind of 1 year in the making in Tom Brady's life. I'd be interested if he'd go into in depth about why he skipped minicamp. I just don't see him going to that place.
No.
I also don't see this one being as long as the other ones have been. I think this is more like a 4 or 5 minute wrap-up. I hope I'm wrong because I'd like it to be juicier, but I don't know that I have that impression going in.
I'd love to find out if he still plans on playing to 45. As a Pats fan, that's of great interest to me.
Giselle would love to hear that
as
well.
Yeah,
so, question three on Monday Mirages, even though it's Tuesday here on The Huddle, our new time slot, 3 until 6. The Giants' decision to cut quarterback Davis Webb surprised you. Real or mirage?
No, it didn't surprise me either. Again, I would have went ahead and taken a different quarterback because this was the year of the quarterback, but not Davis Webb, please. The heir apparent, that was laughable. What did they take him in, like, the third round?
It was a third-round pick.
A joke.
Yep.
He was never going to be the heir apparent, and they found that out in practice soon enough. So they said, you know what, get rid of him now, better sooner than later. They're okay with Eli sticking around for another probably 3 to 5 years, so they'll be okay there.
I was a little bit surprised just because of the fact that the guy never – see, this is a tough one to say real or mirage because the guy was never given a chance. He didn't play. I think he dressed for one game, game to end last season, didn't throw a pass, was in the team for 17 months and didn't even get on the field. So how do you know? I mean – they must have obviously seen something, because how long through the whole Ben McAdoo thing did we hear, well, they must be feeling good about Davis Webb. Maybe this is his chance. He still never saw the field.
I'm going to say it's real. Again, this is a third-round pick who only had 1 year in the league. It's certainly not enough experience, not enough years, and not enough game experience, which was, as you said, zero, to be considered a bust. So it feels to me like now just the pressure continues to be squarely on the new Giants administration of Dave Gettleman and Pat Shurmur. You passed on what people thought could be a transformational franchise quarterback in Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold. It didn't matter who. Everybody that you thought was good except for Baker Mayfield was there to you at number two. The Giants passed on all of that, so it's shown a failure of the previous administration to draft and develop the right quarterback, and now there's so much trust in Eli Manning and Kyle Lauletta that it has put the target right on the back of Dave Gettleman and Pat Shermer.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Obviously, the Lauletta, the kid out of Richmond, has shown them something that Davis Webb never showed him, but how do you know what he was going to show you, because you never gave him a chance?
Mm-hmm. Question four here on The Huddle on Tuesday on 101.3 The Game. Chris Sale possibly returns as an opener this weekend, meaning he'll throw 2 to 3 innings before being taken out. This is a good move, real or mirage?
No, I think it's real. I'd rather have him go 3 innings, but if there's no minor league rehab, and if he's not into the simulated game, give him the start, see what he does out there, and just keep him sharp for when the playoffs come around, Rich.
Yeah, I'm fine with this. I think it's a good move. I'll say that's real. As long as he's not going 2 innings or 3 innings every single time he starts, then all of a sudden he comes to the playoffs and he pitches game 1, he pitches game 4, he pitches a game 7, he throws 2 innings, 1 inning, anywhere they need him, which is how it works in the playoffs. Your ace always ends up pitching in about 75% of the playoff games, it seems like. I want to make sure that he's throwing 100 pitches by the time the playoffs come around.
I think it's a mirage. Well, I take that back. I think it's a mirage that it's a good idea, but it's real that it is the best idea. And there's no minor league rehab games. You want to get him on the active roster. You want him to throw some games that are competitive. You can't simulate the adrenaline of 40,000 in a simulated game on the backfield somewhere or 3 hours before batting practice. So it's a move that is necessary. Is it the best move? No. Of course, you'd rather have him pitch in a truly low-pressure environment to build back up the pitch count. I don't know that I trust that he can just have the mindset to turn it on and off and say, you know what, I'll go out there today and throw 2 innings, and I'll throw it 85% just to build up my arm strength. I don't know that he's wired that way. And you can, if you start trying to ramp it up too fast, which is what your mind tells you to do and your heart tells you to do, you could put yourself in potential danger. So, no, it's not a great idea, but it is the only idea, and I recognize that too. Question five, the idea of Burlington and South Burlington high school football teams combining bothers you, real or mirage?
No, it doesn't bother me. Desperate times have to have desperate situations, desperate measures. That's what's going on here. It's the only way they could do football, then it's the only way they could do football. I'm okay with it, no matter what.
That's absolutely real. I mean, I was at the game on Friday, obviously, for the broadcast on The Zone, and I counted the players in uniform on the Burlington, South Burlington side during the anthem as they lined up, and there's 26 of them.
Wow.
That's not a ton.
No.
I mean,
so it's real that it bothers you, or it's real that it doesn't?
No, it doesn't bother me at all.
Oh, so then it's a mirage.
The idea bothers you. Okay, it's a mirage.
Okay.
I have to reread. But it is Tuesday, so I'm a little thrown off by Monday mirages. No, that doesn't bother me, so it's a mirage. It was very clear to me, and I understand there's probably other kids at JV and so forth, because they said there was about 50 who went out for football. But 26 is not a lot. And if you don't make that move, and I heard a lot of grumblings like, oh, come on, 1,900 kids, how can you not have a football team? You can if you combine the schools. The fact that there was only 26, let's see how the people who are upset about this feel when they're playing the Hartfords and St. Jays of the world.
It's a mirage that it bothers me, because if the alternative is no football at two of the biggest schools in the state,
right. That
would be the bigger loss. But if I'm a player, I am bothered by this. And I think about it, if I were a high school athlete right now, or if I were the parent of a high school athlete, I would absolutely feel like this is not fair. That's how I would feel. Okay.
Not fair to who?
It's not fair to your. If I were a kid who's playing high school football at a small, you know, at any school, and I'm going up against the two biggest schools in the state that are now one team, I'm feeling like I'm feeling like that's not fair.
So you'd rather win by forfeit?
I'm saying I'd rather them not have a team. If I'm the player, I don't care about those other teams.
There's only 26. It's not like they're coming with 99 or something.
No, but I mean, the thing is too, that another thing that's got to be frustrating for the kids is they're coming up through the Dolphins and the Buccaneers and all these younger, you know, the 8, 9-year-old, 10-year-old, 11-year-old, and they've got a bunch of kids. I drive by the fields, and they're packed with players, kids that are little kids, 8, 9, 10 years old. And then all of a sudden something happens by the time they turn 15, 16 that takes them away from it.
If I'm a player on a high school that's playing against this team, I would be bothered. And the reason why I'm saying that is because These teams have combined, and they have hurt my chance to go out and win a state championship. That is what I want. These two teams that have now combined, and what you would look, maybe they're not a super team in terms of number, but you think at those two schools you're going to be able to pull together some real talent there, and that this team should be pretty good. And if I can't win a state championship or advance my high school career because I lost against this combined team, I'm telling you as a player,
then you aren't going to win a state championship anyway. If you were going to lose to Burlington, South Burlington, that was going to be a problem anyway.
Right, well, that's why I said I'm anxious to see them when they play some very, very power, you know, the Hartfords and the St. Jays. But, you know, Burlington went 7-2 last year, you know, and that's, you kind of go, well, if they were 7-2, there was obviously not only interest in football, but there were some good players. But, yeah, they graduated like four of their top five kids, Danny, including Kevin Garrison, who was most of the team.
Danny and Colchester said parents that complain that it's not fair need to convince the parents, I hope you wrote that right, that they won't let their kids play because it's too violent to just play. Absolute joke nowadays. I hope I read that
right. I think he's saying that the parents are soft. I think he's saying parents who won't let their kids play are soft.
Well, I don't know if they're soft. They're just concerned. There's too much. We know too much now, you know, with concussions and stuff. That's why. So, all right, there you go. Tuesday, Mirages. By the way, are you guys ready for fantasy football? I was looking at my roster just yesterday, trying to figure out how to set the roster and all that.
Oh, good. Well, you keep trying. I'm still trying to draft a kicker. I haven't done it yet.
Of course I'm ready. I'm ready to just – I think I might even be playing you. Just ready
I'm playing Steve the Sales Weasel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to – whoever I'm playing is just going to be mincemeat in front of me on my way to a title.
Wow.
I think half my team is either suspended or on the injured reserve. So here we go again.
Brady, if people want to watch the Patriots game with you at the City Sports Grill on Sunday, tell me what's going on.
Well, we will be having a watch party this Sunday. Location pending. I might have spoken too early on City Sports Grill. Location is pending. But we'll have more information for you. We will be watching the Patriots game this Sunday. We'll be qualifying you to win some Patriots tickets. Stand by on where that's located.
All right. So looking forward to that. Game one, not looking very promising for the Patriots.
No, absolutely not. This could be an 0-16 season.
Patriots now, Texans now up 7-0. The game has not started yet. So just wanted to throw that out there.
Right.
Don't beat somebody. The Texans are a good team. They're one of the teams I picked to go from worst to first in their division because of Deshaun Watson coming back. You know, if J.J. Watt stays healthy, this team could be like actually a long shot to go far in the playoffs, maybe make a Super Bowl run. They're not that bad of a team.
27-13 Patriots.
Wow, 27, that easy, huh?
Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Yeah, well, you're making that up because you don't have no idea how good this Texas team is then.